Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Good morning, Lagos. How you day? Oh. I love this. I love it. I love it.
What exactly do you love?
I love the show. Are you kidding? This is where Lagos's best conversation resides. If you know what you know, and I'm telling you what I'm telling you guys. There's nothing in this life that can change your mind on this matter, because it's 2 hours of the best conversation that you can ever have anywhere else. Take that to the bank, baby.
Oh gosh.
Somebody is recovering from beating this morning.
Beating, Kim?
Yes.
Or heartbreak.
Yes. No, beating. They got a beating of their life this morning. I'm very proud of myself. The good book says, train up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart from me. I've trained this child up in the way that he should go. He's not going to depart from
man.
Me. Yes.
What's up, Lego?
Yes.
So I told him to do that when he comes into the studio.
Miriam beat me to it.
You guys have a WhatsApp group where you say what you're wearing, and you don't tell me. It's okay. It's fine. I'm a piece.
Yeah, I've not joined us. No.
It's not okay.
Can you do what we have done?
Uh-huh.
I will try.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Can you do anything?
That's what Kanayo used to ask people in all those blood money movies. Can you do anything?
Do you want to be the one that's taking blood money?
Nobody said blood money.
We were talking about blood money.
Anytime you hear anything, don't say you can do anything.
Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. If you don't have a vow, we're having a meeting somewhere in Yanapaja.
We sang a song. Emmanuel and I sang a song for Stretch this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Valentine is coming.
Yeah.
Where is your girlfriend?
Yeah. You are sitting in the office.
Yes, you are so lonely.
You are so lonely.
You do it people in the eye.
Oh my God. Look
at her. I have girlfriends.
Girlfriends.
And they are going to call
me. Where are they?
I'm sitting here. Do you remember? I'm sitting here.
Do you think you still remain in girlfriend? You've moved up. Girl,
I always forget.
You were girlfriend.
I know.
You're no longer there.
I paid my dues.
Yes, baby.
Yes, you have been sacked.
I've not been sacked.
No.
I'm not
She has been elevated.
To what? Ex.
How can she be elevated? Shaking your body.
Leave us alone.
Any elevation, whatever it is.
We're better than what we were before.
Yeah.
We're not where we used to be, but we're another place. We're
what
higher.
Yes.
So there's a new Yahoo.
Excuse me. She doesn't understand our dynamic. Valentine, come here. Where is your boyfriend?
He doesn't have boyfriend.
Marianne, I'm talking to you.
Me and my boyfriend, we sang for him this morning.
She now has a boyfriend?
If you see the boyfriend.
Emmanuel, I need you to send a query to Emmanuel, please admit, send a query to Stretch.
If you see the boyfriend, can meet
Stretch. Stretch has
so
just disrespected him.
So
you're changing mad.
So you like your job?
That was a phrase. I thought that you did not like your job.
My God. If you see the boyfriend.
My God.
One day, if you see the money, Araya Majesty. Yes.
Please, do you want to start?
No, we're not starting today.
I'm not sure she wants to start today.
So they're asking me, why aren't you putting anything red? I said, can't you see my eyes are red?
Our eyes are red.
No cash. I've not seen money. See, if you know the amount of girls I wanted to take out today, but no cash.
You and Uncle Jimmy, you think that this is going to fly.
Transfer is not going. There's no cash. Stop it. So please, by this time next year, I will surprise all of you.
Even me. People I want to surprise today, because there's no cash.
Let me just even say my own. So Adora Akoli is now my new Valentine's, because Zibi has left me to go and follow man. So I'm now bullless. But God, that is the bull of the bullless, is going to come for me.
That's a boobie.
A boobie.
I'm happy you have a relationship, because even me, we are many.
Please, when I'm talking, don't categorize yourself and lump it with me.
Why?
I'm fighting my own good fight of faith. Please, stay on your lane.
You're very... It's okay.
No, how will you have a boo this attitude?
You see, that's what took me to the elevation. I am... Conscience is a virtue.
Take your time.
Try to have it. But then...
Look at no conscience.
But then...
you're still feeling the pain.
You lack conscience. You lack conscience.
You're still feeling the pain of the beating.
If you tell what
so you're being proud, you're violent.
Violent. Okay. Yes. Violent. You should belong to a certain prince.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
Yes.
Look at how she's quoting. So
yes.
this worked out quote.
By the scriptures they quote, you shall know them.
Please, I'm a lover, I'm not a fighter.
But
you understand it. That's why Jesus Lord my soul.
Welcome to the show this morning.
Welcome.
Welcome. What's up, Lagos? What's up?
Oh my goodness, I love this show. When I say I love this show, you guys don't get it.
Someone said something yesterday about us paying our debt. Nigeria. And I heard it, I think, the peak of wisdom. At this point where we owe China, why don't you pay them with old notes?
Wisdom. Wisdom from the bottom pot.
Sorry, what are you? What nutrition?
I don't know. It's God that just gives you.
Welcome to the show. My name is Mary Anna Cole. He's Jed. She's better. I don't know what they're on this morning, but it's Valentine's Day.
Just change the current.
And we are going to start with our sound off as usual. When we're done with sound off, we're going to go into musings. Our musings today is because there's no cash anywhere and it's Valentine's Day, does love still cost a thing? Are you gonna love the person with or without cash?
Wish I had money.
With or without transfer? Are you gonna show the true love today? Or look, what is love without money? We're gonna talk about it. Shaking the tables and breaking it this morning. That's it. Good morning. I'll take you to
Lagos. Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
It's time for Sound Off. I don't know if I'm going to be very cheery in having this conversation, but it's very important that we have. We're just a week away from the elections, and we've had so many reports of violence here and there. We might call them pockets, we might call them experiences, but it didn't start today. Building up to the campaigns and then the elections, we remember the PDP presidential candidates' convoy allegedly being targeted. We saw what happened in Kaduna State, in Zamfara State. We saw what happened here in Lagos just, you know, over the weekend with the Labour Party campaign. And this is detail for so many other places that have even things that have happened and gone unreported. The ones who have made it, the ones that have made it to the news are the ones that you and I have heard. But there are a lot of, you know, these violences that have gone under the radar. And it calls to question how serious we are about having a new Nigeria, because it's one thing to mouth it, and it's another for us to really want to have free, fair, and credible elections, violence-free. Yesterday, we celebrated World Radio Day, and the theme was very, very, you know, apt for me. I don't know about you. It talked about radio and peace. And it goes beyond just talking on the radio. It's about how we curate our conversations, how we try to, you know, tailor these conversations in a peaceful manner, not to raise tensions, not to hit up the policy. We try. We can say kudos to Nigerian Food, to the AIM brand, to Wazobia FM, to Cool FM. We're trying as much as possible to make sure that people don't see things from a rascally perspective, but look at peaceful measures or ways to address issues. But then there are those who continue to stoke the fire. And I keep asking, if a person as a number two person in the country, in the state, decides that he's going to call out another person and say, "I'm not from here, so you don't have any right to campaign here," what kind of precedence are you setting? You're supposed to be a leader. How are you leading? Are you trying to turn people against that person? Again, if the same were to be done to you or any other person in another state, do you think that we can contain ourselves? No. So before you start to say anything, before you react to anything, before you drop a word on elections or campaigns or on issues surrounding Nigeria, stop and think about it. How would people receive it? What would it spur in people? You have to, because you're saying you want to run this country. All of you are running. We want to lead the state. We want to lead the country. What are the leadership qualities that you need? Are you a peaceful person? Are you a peace builder? Or are you one that is continuously stoking the fire so that people who are overzealous will carry stones, sticks, and run after one another because you see they want their own candidate to win, by all means?
Well, I think I want to just step into this by just defining one word, and think this word is just the bane of this: impunity.
Yes.
Impunity is defined as exemption from punishment or freedom from the injurious consequences of an action. Let me take that again. Impunity is exemption from punishment or freedom from the injurious consequences of an action. When impunity is sitting in place, there is chaos. Mm-hmm. When impunity is sitting in place, there's disorder. Mm-hmm. When impunity is sitting in place, law runs out of the window. Order runs out of the window. This is what is going on. She's mentioned many instances that nothing happened to those who carried out this. We started with parties coming together and saying, let us come together and have a peace meeting. The mouth that they spent Nigerians' money, actually, to get a venue, to pay for fuel, to do things, pay for security, and they had a meeting. All the political parties got together. And right after that, the people that were at that meeting went back on their words. And the people that were followers followed up. People, windscreens were broken. People were injured on Saturday. The president had his helicopter pelted. People are seeing violence. And I want to ask a question. What has happened? It can run through everything in Nigeria. I think it's impunity that's ruling us right now. CBN has said something. The Supreme Court has said another. But it is being disobeyed. What has happened? We have a country where it seems as if lawlessness is the law. She's talking about violence. It's going to get worse if we don't do something about it. Impunity is you doing something and saying nothing will happen. A woman was shot dead under the bridge. Nothing. We've not heard anything about that. So I'm just saying this. Marianne, I think this is a good Valentine sound off.
Yeah.
We're getting to a point where lawlessness is becoming the law.
No. It's already holding sway.
This is what is going on. Elections are, this is about the most polarized elections going to be. I mean, the different zones are represented. We should have a peaceful polity.
I mean, if we must have a Nigeria, a place that we call home, we all must calm down. Tempers, yes, will flare, but we need to remember that we have to have a place we call home after all of this, because the elections is just one deal. And right after that, we're back to reality. What do you want that reality to be? A peaceful home where we all like agree. Okay, well, this person lost, this person won. That's fine. How do we hold this person's foot to the fire to make sure that he or she, you know, keeps their promise, all the promises they made during the campaigns? That should be our watchword. It's not, because when you keep fighting and killing each other, this guy is going to sit there. He may never remember you. Because if it took too much blood to get him there, then there might just be more bloodshed going forward. So what do you think? Make the right choice. Be wise. Even as you go on to vote on the 25th of February and later on in March, let's prioritize peace. That is the only way that we can have a Nigeria that we call home. And that's Sound Off. This one is going out to all the lovers this Valentine's Day morning, because of course.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, who's this one?
You said this
person.
Thank you so much for dedicating this song.
Hey,
on behalf of all the lovers, I want to say thank you to Marianne for playing this song for us.
Mm-hmm.
And for all
you
those,
ladies, lover.
There are lovers out there.
You are lover. You ladies.
I'm a lover.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. I had to play that one because it's like everybody's fave. And you know, everybody, I'm sure in my mind, because even if I was driving, when it gets to that place, I'll be swinging my hand in my head.
That's not what the song
Do I know what you were thinking?
Those things are just arrested. Excuse me, madam, why are you swinging your hand back?
I don't know the country I am.
Yeah,
I don't
You are swinging your hand while driving. You are swinging one hand.
Oh, God, how did you see I was swinging my hand?
Because that's what I'm here to do. You are swinging your hand. And you are driving, swinging your hand in Nigeria.
Are you sure that my hand was not swinging on the
camera? We have you on camera.
Bring the camera. I want to see the video.
Swinging hand is 30,000.
Swinging it to the left.
Is 27,000. And you swung two hands. You are finished.
I think we need to calculate the totaling.
This country is a very interesting place.
It's an
to
option
live
of fine.
Can you imagine? But anyway, guys, we want to talk about Valentine's Day today. And we want to open the phone lines and allow everybody who has a val, a bae, a boo, whatever it is.
A booby.
Yeah, to call in and wish them a happy Valentine's Day. And if you don't, that's fine. We love you. We can also, you know, send some love to wherever you are, okay? And don't feel left out because, you know, not everybody celebrates Valentine's Day. I don't care. But, I mean, I believe in love. Don't get me wrong. So, if you are booless, like me, I can be a boo for the day. Don't worry. We're here. Stretch me and Fetter. We can be your boo for the day. There's no need to feel suicidal or feel sad, or it's just one day, honey, and there you have the rest of your life to enjoy. So don't be pressured.
Sorry, can I just say something? In the process of being somebody's boo, I didn't like to be the one who we boo the person.
Okay, want to be booed?
I won't eat on this.
Boo.
No.
That was really good. That was really good.
I want to be on the receiving end, though. So if
you're selfish,
coming,
boo.
So everyone that's bringing package, oh, thanks.
That's why you're booless. Because you're a taker.
Excuse me, she's not booless.
Gladly, recipient, Tashwali.
0700-993-993-993. See, there's no cash. There's no money anywhere right now. Even the restaurants, the eateries, even the people that used to do panana are seeing slow patronage.
Down strike.
Yes. So I'm asking,
no cash now.
Guys, is this when you can now truly test the love of your lover, your boo and a boo bae? Is this when you can truly test? Because you see, J-Lo sang, you know, my love don't cost a thing. Like, you know, she doesn't believe in diamonds. That, I mean, even I think it's Sia that said she loves cheap thrills. You know, she doesn't need all the big things to show that, you know, you love her. So,
love,
guys,
love.
Does it cost a thing today? Or are we just going to love ourselves today? We go, no, who love, who truly love? Or are you still expecting gifts? Church, are you expecting something?
The expectation of the right chest shall never be caught short. Regardless of the situation.
You know what? I'm done. I'm done. This one, nah.
No, but she's
doing
a Bible quoting.
I'm done. Literally, I'm done with you because.
You are done. Yeah. What is that?
You're not ready to be done.
You are done.
I'm done. I'm done.
You know what? This reminds me of
what?
Chucky Silver. When they do this MTN project fame.
Yes.
She said, "Well done." I can never forget. Well done.
Well done.
Lovely the way she says well done.
Haters.
And that's English, the way you should speak English. So you are
done. I'm going to the phone line. She goes,
well done.
We do these things.
Well done.
When I go to school at all, sir.
Well done.
When I go to school.
Well done.
How they used to say it now in school.
I said it.
We didn't go. I got a big cow.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just alive.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Well done. Happy Valentine.
Same to you, Mama.
Well done.
You take a cow.
I would have.
Chet, don't ask you for a five bone. Say, I'm going to talk.
I'm from Ikorodu.
Okay.
Oh, so I'm male voice friend now.
Is that?
Oh, yeah, my boo boo boo.
No, no, you must name that girl. What about the one you trusted that said no?
Excuse me. Give shout out to your boyfriend.
That girl. Rashida.
Ah.
Go pay me your money. Rashida. Rashida, joke, bafo.
Shout out. You have a few seconds.
Shout out to your boo. Shout out to your boo.
Kamaru.
All the OFs in Nigeria info.
Oh, come on. Where are you like this?
I want to say Happy Valentine's to Patrick in France.
Hey.
Prince Adeyinka in Saudi Arabia. Nana from Israel. You can tell.
Nigeria. You are doing foreign expatriating.
Face one boy. Face one man.
Please, in this life, you have to face one. Be tunnel vision.
International
You cannot have your strength scattered
one
across.
Two spies.
But it's United Nations. See what she said. She now say,
in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Okay, she read international relationship.
Australia, you know, say well done.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Better, we have heard.
What's up, ladies?
Cheers to life. Cheers good morning.
Well done.
Well done.
I
don't understand a hiccup. I think I'm derived.
You don't.
Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Well done.
Well done.
Good morning.
Well done.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Kainde from Mushi.
Kainde.
Kainde, who are you sending your Valentine's Day shout out to?
What's that?
Valentine, like 14th of February. 14th of February.
Like in both?
Hey, this one is the Association of Bullets, General Secretary.
I don't understand.
General Secretary, Association of the Bullets.
Is it a
moving
name?
What's it going on? Say, now, like this, you go, day.
Why are you like this?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, goodbye.
I'm not happy with the vibe. Is it because we are saying we are bullets? Everybody now wants to
join.
Who's bullets with you? What's all this?
No, don't say we are bullets.
Stop it!
I have you!
Oh, baby, I forgot!
They will forget you!
I'm married to Jesus, say it only!
Let me see your ring.
Oh my
engaged,
God!
Engaged, not married.
Oh my God!
I'm married to Jesus, say it only! Let me alone!
Yes.
Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning.
Morning, Chinewa calling.
Is who?
Chinewa.
Our lawyer that's going to defend us.
Chinewa, how are you?
I'm very fine. Next tomorrow is my birthday.
Valentinian.
Oh,
that's 16th of February. We are gonna write it down.
Somebody is dodging me.
It's stretch, yes. We know.
I came to stretch house yesterday.
Chinyanwa, don't tell them everything. I want all this now.
Off your mic.
Chinyanwa, put off your mic now.
You'll be here. They are coming to your boyfriend's house.
That's not right. I know him.
Wait now.
Okay.
So, tell me that stress. For the past 2 days, I have not seen him. Is it that he's dodging me?
No, I was at the ATM machine.
No lie, he's sleeping in Tveta's house.
I was at the ATM machine.
By the way.
For the past 2 days.
I was trying to redraw.
Redraw. Stretch, redraw.
I'll come back.
Okay, Chichi.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for telling me I will run away.
Okay. 45 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Still, what's up, Lagos? And it's the Valentine's Day version. So I'm asking a very simple question. Now that there's no cash, no money to do bouquet, no banana. Is this the time that we can truly test love in Nigeria? Mm-hmm. And if your boo doesn't send you a gift today, does it make him less of a boo or make her less of a boo? We're talking, and you can give a shout out to your lover, whoever they are, this morning on the show. Say your name and say their name.
Yeah.
With your full chest. Anything that wants to happen, let it happen. You understand me?
Highest in breakup.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Have you noticed all the babes that are calling?
Oh, you guys are having fun in the studio.
What is it?
It's your beautiful daughter that I'm just looking for this morning.
Which is my daughter? You?
So, because we're talking about you, you have plenty girlfriends.
Well, no, they're not that plenty.
The wife is not complaining.
Honestly, There are not plenty. Honestly, God is my witness.
Why are you defending that? You guys.
Look, I'm even less than Solomon.
Stretch. Less than 6 months. That means I'm not supposed to be in the studio.
Why? Where is he supposed to be then?
Don't mind that. Oh, yeah, send your shout out, Joe, before you put me. Send your shout outs.
Today I'm wishing my vow to my lovely husband and my daughter.
Excuse me. What's your husband's name?
Frank.
Frank.
Yeah, at least nobody should complain that there's no cash. At least for still, I suffered yesterday, but transfer is going. So I've done mine for my husband. So I know that.
Okay, do you know what? Yes. So you have sent him.
Going smoothly. Yeah. Yes, I've done it.
Okay.
Yes.
How old is your baby?
My baby, she's 8.
Okay, so it's time to have another one quickly.
Yes, so.
Hey, congratulations, it's on the way. Thank you very much for calling.
Wow.
Frank.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Frank, you received something from her. Send it right back.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Quiet star.
Yeah, this is Sugar this morning.
Esquire.
What's your name,
My name is Felix.
Felix. How are you, sir?
Today, fine, thank you, sir. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Felix, happy birthday. So, who's your boo, and are you sending a shout-out to her?
Wow, I don't have a girlfriend yet.
Why? How old are you?
I'm 25 today.
Okay, you're still young.
It's okay, years. It's okay. You have 15 more years to have girlfriend.
I wish you guys well.
We wish you well too, and happy birthday. You enjoy your day today.
So have you? You've not spoken to any woman before. Is there anybody you are eyeing?
Because there is no money, I don't want to.
No. We're not saying you're eyeing the Naira notes. Woman.
Before you go to woman, you need to have
money. That's a wrong impression. That's a very wrong. You see, I heard you say 25. When I was 25,
Felix, don't mind. You have a happy birthday and enjoy your day, okay? Why are you like this, though?
No, let him tell us about it.
How can you be 25 and you've not even talked to her?
He says he doesn't have money.
And you're supporting that it's because of money you won't talk
but
to a woman.
But that's his perspective. Are you going to shut him down?
His perspective is wrong.
Well, I mean, that's how he sees the world.
Yeah, but is it right?
It doesn't have to be right, but it's...
So I'm asking you, is it right?
Okay, hold on. If he says...
Actually, hold on, why?
You're crazy.
Now you're crazy too.
No. So, for example, you're the girl, I'm the guy.
I'm not the girl, you're the girl.
Great.
Okay.
And then I like you, and I want to ask you out.
I know you like me.
I do ask you out then.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to take you out on a date when I don't have money?
No, ask out first.
So who's going to provide the money to take
her
out?
There's no money yet. What's your problem? You see a girl. If I see a girl and say, I like you, is she going to say, show me your wallet?
No, that's not it.
So I'm just trying to say that he should not think that money is a prerequisite to say, I like a girl.
What if he likes a material girl?
Oh, come on.
Material girl. Oh.
I don't think that any girl you ask out will ask you how much you have. But I'm saying he's looking at it
We're trying to separate things. That is a wrong thing. I'm a guy. That's a wrong way to move. Don't move and think that before I talk to any girl, I must have money. Tell
it's
her
a terrible perspective. I agree.
Yeah?
But he's saying that he would rather have money before he toasts a girl.
So I'm telling him that it is a wrong perspective. She's giving the background vocals. So you see a girl, tell her you like her. That's the first step.
And if a girl sees you, tells you she likes you too, so take it.
First step.
Yeah.
So don't bring money into it yet.
Keep quiet.
She's giving us background vocals.
This thing is needed now. Bed now.
Background vocals now.
Bed for the conversation.
I think officially nobody's all right on this show.
Well, are you talking about yourself too?
No,
because nobody will be talking like this when two of us are talking like Nigerians. You speaking like this, and you're making me go through a lot of trouble to talk the way you're talking. And it is very wrong.
Why do you have to go through a lot of trouble?
I'm doing it because it's a lot of stress.
It's a lot of
using the wrong muscles. That is no. I don't know. I'm speaking British. The
way British.
British. We're rude. all this? No, don't say that to me. You have no right. Because are you done?
Well
no,
done.
Do you both? I'm actually
okay,
not.
Please, Feta, I want to ask her a question.
No, let me ask her a question.
No,
ask me.
No, I can ask her. Okay, Mary, let me ask you a question. Did you come to work to die?
That's what you want to ask her, but she's here now.
Mm-mm. Did she come to work to die?
To die, okay.
Yeah. Marianne, did you come to work to die?
To London and British.
Yeah. Are you here to die? Take you to
Lagos. Laugh like
you
in Nigerian person.
You both are not normal.
So you're here to die?
God forbid.
God forbid. I am done.
To die, to die. to die, tomorrow no more. To die, to die, tomorrow no more. If I die to die, I will die no more.
Can we please read the messages?
Okay.
Yes, to die.
You are out of your mind.
All right, Steve from Kano says, I used to think my head no correct. Mm-hmm. Until I see that this feta head is more incorrect than my own. All around me. Because of that, I'm not forced to work hard to make my head more incorrect. So he goes, oh, he wants to go on Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. Oh, she's lucky. Oh my God.
You see, you can take a quick flight from Kano to Lagos.
Is it Kano?
Yeah, so.
Follow the food that I bring in, Nama. So don't have ya. Yeah, the answer is Nam.
We gotta go on a break. Guys, when we come back on the 11 o'clock hour, we're gonna talk about the man who tried to fight off his daughter's abuser and was killed in the process. We're gonna have a guest to talk about, so stay with us. Five minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Still, what's up, Lagos? My name is Mariana Combs. She is Feta. Stretch is in the studio.
That is sexual discrimination.
How do you mean?
Why would you mention two people's name? I am, she is, and Stretch. Does that tell you I'm male?
You're gender fluid.
I'm gender fluid. My gender solid.
Absolutely. Well, you got that right.
Okay, so you're gender solid, right?
Yes, I am, okay. Marianne.
So you are the one that said you are Marianne, and I am the one that...
Stretch.
Is Stretch is another gender of its own. Is that you are female, male, or Stretch?
Oh. We got messages from the last segment. We're just going to read out all those messages. Mm-hmm. And then don't forget, our guest is joining us. We're going to be talking about, you know, the rape situation, the 7-year-old here in Lagos was sexually abused. Her father went to fight the man who did it and he dropped dead. We're going to talk about the wheels of justice and how it's applicable in situations just like this, especially the swiftness of justice to prevail on circumstances such as this. Okay.
All right, let me just start from here. What's up, Lagos? Since we are marking Valentine's Day in a cashless economy and pocket, I think the best thing is to put your phone on flight mode, then use someone's phone to call your boo to inform her that yours has been stolen. As for me, I have declared mourning for my wallet. I'll teach you not how to be... What? To be tricky. Listen says, what's up, Lagos? Please shout out happy Valentine's to my darling wife, Omoyele. She has really been a wife to me. And please play Omoyele, my Kent Oxygen for her. Thank you, Mr. Israel. I don't play music, unfortunately. Happy birthday to my mom, Mrs. Regina. I wish you more blissful years on earth. Deji from Calgary says, hello, Maria Stretch and Fertile Feta. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's up, Lagos? When Stretch said that when he was 25, he had, I don't know why, oh my God, what happened to Virgin was playing in my head. I don't know what that is. I want to dedicate my Valentine to the Lord because heaven is the goal. All our love on this earth is vanity and will pass away. But God's love is forever. Well Not done. So he well says, done. Well done.
Well done.
Bow for me, Kurdu. What's up, Lagos? God sent for me, Keja. I swear, Stretch won't make heaven. No one in nowhere can be funnier than that dude, Stretch. And of course, the partnership with Marianne and Fessa. Happy Val. Respect, guys.
We
What's up, Lagos?
stretch.
Okay, this person is sending us a video Valentine gift, but I'm not sure. I think it's a skit, so I'm not going to take that.
Yes, we're not. What are we supposed to do with it? Somebody says, Lucky Lola Oyemari from Magboro says, happy vow to my beautiful wife, Omomi Oshinusi Oyemari, all youth of CCC Ifelodru Parish, and my male man, Babatunde Prati.
Well then.
Well I'm sure done. I think it's Babatunde
well
Prati.
Well done.
Yes, well done.
Well done.
Done.
Do you have any person you want to send a shout out to? Because I like to hear it.
Yeah, because
you
we don't have a lot of time. We have less than an hour. And I don't want to mention someone's name and not mention other people's name.
Should I don't understand. It's not supposed to be one person.
Who is just sitting right in front of you?
To say to you that I wish you happy Valentine's Day.
You mean the world to me.
That you mean the world to me.
I don't know what I would have been or where I would have been without you.
I know where I would have been without you.
Where? Okay. Sarah does that.
Mass. No, but really speaking, I really, Feta, this is me telling you how much I love you. And I want you to know that from today onwards, I will never look back. Except when I'm driving, when I'm doing reverse. That's the only time I look back.
Okay.
See, love vibes. People are copying. As I'm talking about, people are writing.
People are even using their phone to record the audio.
They are recording the audio because this is something to
TikTok
be used.
TikTok to
it. Yeah, it's in School of Love. So, see, I will never look back unless what I'm doing reverse.
Man. Anyway, I shout out to my mommy, my daddy, my brother. That woman that's a car in our area.
I withdraw my love too from you. Why are you talking like that? Why your mates are saying, well done?
To who?
Well done.
To my Lord Christ.
Yes, well, Marianne, when she wants to
Marianne
get...
Marianne is very emotional. The person she wants to give a shout out to, is she calling my name? Taze.
Oh, yeah, this is my vow.
This is seven
He was shocked.
This is seven vow you are picking today. Seven.
What does that even mean?
There was one downstairs. Emmanuel. Why are you choosing people's names?
Emmanuel, is it because my name is not biblical? I'm Saint Stretch.
My name is Joseph.
Yes, my name is Joseph.
Oh, that's true. Sam's name is biblical.
Biblical.
Sam of Victor Akpan is my vow today.
Sam what?
Just for today. Victor.
So what happened?
Victor.
Akpan. With an if.
Sam wants to fall down.
With an if.
Victor.
Victor, if.
Misha.
Akpan.
I've already given my own shout out.
Okay, guys, we'll take a quick break. When we return, our guest is joining us and we're going to start this conversation in earnest. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Now, for those of you who've been following the news, you must have heard about the story of a father who died in a scuffle with a school driver who sexually assaulted his 7-year-old daughter. As sad as the situation is, we have to actually talk about it. It's quite unfortunate, but we must talk about it. Now, let me just give you some background into the story. A Lagos man, aged 47-year-old, his name is Frederick, had lost his life while fighting with a school bus driver who allegedly sexually assaulted his 7-year-old daughter. He died on the school premises in a scuffle with the driver known as Jacob. Now, Frederick had gone to meet the school's management in the company of his wife and their daughter to narrate their daughter's experience with Jacob and to ask for immediate action. after he died in the scuffle, Jacob absconded from the scene, leading to a manhunt by the police. The spokesperson of the police in Lagos State, Benjamin Hundain, confirmed the incident and said the police were on the trail of the driver and would not relent until he's brought to book. Frederick's widow had told the News Agency of Nigeria that her daughter narrated how Jacob had been taking her to his house in Adjuan, in Ogun, to molest her. She's seven. She's seven.
Okay.
7 years old. But our guest is joining us from River State, Port Hackett, precisely. Her name is Glory Kanu Chinweke. She is a social worker, a counselor, and a child protection specialist. Glory, it's so good to have you join us this morning. Can you hear me? Good morning, Glory. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you so much, Miriam.
Great. I know we're having a little bit of a connection issue.
I can hear you. Good morning, Miriam. Okay. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning.
Can you hear
morning.
Me?
Yes, we can hear you. I just gave a background to that incident and what happened in the case of this seven-year-old. I'm just imagining what a seven-year-old looks like and what this Mr. Jacob, who's a school driver, looks like compared to this seven-year-old. But then the deed has been done. We do have the Child's Rights Act that covers children, especially in Lagos. I want to start first with the school management and why this situation had gone on this long before, you know, this girl had to bring her parents to report to the school. What better way could this issue have been addressed other than the scuttle that had happened that now has claimed the life of this girl's dad? Glory, can you hear me?
Okay. Thanks so much, Marianne.
Okay, Glory, we're gonna have to get you back on the line because it's very, very the line is very tricky. I'm gonna try to get you back on audio, but Stretch, let's just banter on this situation. A 7-year-old obviously can talk, understands a little bit about, you know, is aware of where not to be touched and, you know, stuff like that. And I'm imagining a school bus is supposed to drop children at different places, you know, different areas. This is what the school is saying. How did this child end up in this man's house every other day and getting molested?
I think to step in here, we also have to know that pedophiles have their ways. Intimidation, when a child is, it depends on the relationship the child has with the parents. It depends on, the way he probably did what he did, he must have made her feel she was doing something wrong and that he probably threatened her with whatever, something as little as pain could make a child keep mom, depending on the relationship. Like, if you do this, I will do this. Okay. If you ever do this, this will happen to you. And probably when he dropped the other people, you told her to stay back, like, forcefully. Mm. So it just depends on the relationship you have with your ward, your child. How do you get to talk to that person? Does that child trust you? It got to a point and she actually spilled. The girl spilled. So it's the pedophile doesn't want to be caught. The pedophile intimidates. The pedophile knows what to do to get the child to do what they want. It's really quite sad.
Yeah, I think I have Gloria back. Glory, there are too many things that people would query. I mean, Stretch is saying here that she must have been threatened. But then, of course, the parents who is, you know, supposed to be keeping an eye on the child that should be able to tell that something was off. I mean, again, we're all just sitting here speculating. But as a parent, what should you be looking out for, especially for a little child that you're not the one bringing home every day? Of course, you pay for the school bus to drop your child off, hoping that they'll bring the child back safely. But what should a parent know, especially for a child who's being abused sexually?
Okay, I'll start by saying that, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'll start by saying that Stretch is not totally right. Listen, if the bus driver threatened the child, she would have spoken out long time ago.
Okay.
Children don't work with threats. As a child protection specialist, I'll tell you better. Children don't work with threats. Now, let's paint a scenario. Threaten a child in school. Tell the child, I'll beat you, I'll flog you, I'll do this to you. Believe me, the child gets home and tells the parents. That's the first thing the child will say.
Okay.
Oh, my miss, this person has said, if you don't give me this, I'm going to flog, she's going to flog me or he's going to flog me. So children don't work with threats. They're not comfortable with threats. Mm. Pedophiles, they have a way of entry, and it's very subtle. It's so subtle, it's called grooming. Mm. They groom these children in a way that they see these things as being comfortable. Like, they see it as a way of life. They see it as being normal. So they groom them. There are several ways you can groom a child. You can groom a child by emotionally talking to the child. You can do that by, you know, gifting the child, showing care and concern. You can actually groom a child. Mm. So I will say that that bus driver groomed that child. Mm-hmm. It didn't just start in a day. It started by showing care, it started by asking questions, and it progressed. And that's why the child could stay back in the bus even after all children must have, you know, stepped out, and the child is comfortable. Believe me, something must have happened that had triggered the child, you know, to speaking up and telling the parents. So it's actually grooming that took place, and pedophiles know too well how to do this. Now, on the part of the parents, there is this relationship, there's a gap in relationship between the parents and the child. Mm-hmm. Parent-child relationship is key. In fact, this evening I'll be speaking with some parents and we'll be looking at discipline that works. Mm. And in my paper already sent to them, I told them, you can't correct a child you don't connect with. Mm. And if your child cannot confide in you, you are a total disaster.
Wow.
As a parent. You are a failure. You connect to correct. You connect to know what's happening with a child. When the connection is broken, you no longer have authority over that child. You no longer have authority. So parents have failed in that path. I understand that mothers, fathers need to go out there to make a living, yes. But you still need to connect with your child. Mm. There is this need for a relationship, an ongoing relationship. Question and answer section. What happened today? How did your day go? Mm. What happened today? What happened in school? What did the teacher say? Did you get everything? It's very important. Also, teaching needs, you know, there's, when we talk about sex education, a lot of parents leave it to schools and leave it to the non-governmental organizations to do. It can actually start from home. Sexuality education is about teaching the child the body parts, about telling the child who should touch, who not should touch, about the body changes. It's in progression. If you have this conversation, or if you had this conversation, you always say, or the child will always come back to say, oh, mom, someone touched my butt today. Oh, someone did this to me. Someone was trying to touch my hands. You know, someone hugged me. It's a feedback mechanism. It works when learning has taken place, when you have taught. Yeah. A parent that fails to give the child the right information empowers pedophiles. When you don't teach your child at home, believe me, sex is everywhere. It's on TV, it's plastered all over advertising, you know better. A child is likely to be confronted with sexual issues as soon as the child leaves the door. As soon as the child leaves the door. So it's very important to equip our children. A 7-year-old child is long overdue for such training and mm-hmm. teaching. Mm. Teaching for us starts at 2. It starts at 2.
Okay, Gloria, I'm going to go for a quick break. But before I go on that break, the school, yes. According to the mother of this girl, the school had heard the reports that the child had given the parents, and the school invited the parents to come so that they could settle it, so that the matter could be settled. The woman is saying that they didn't want a settlement. They wanted justice to be done as opposed to a settlement. So when we come back from the break, I want to ask, do you think that the school also needs to get some form of I don't know. Because if the school wanted to seemingly cover it up, then maybe they should also be culpable in this case. But we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Stretch, I want you also to think about it. Mm-hmm. If the school is saying, don't worry, come, let's just settle it. What does this also, are we not considering the child, the psyche of the child, the aftermath, what the child has to live with? You know, and again, how many more of these have schools and businesses or other places covered up? These are questions we need to ask. We'll be right back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, 33 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back from that break. We're still talking about the situation that happened in Lagos where a seven-year-old was sexually molested and her father went to confront the man who was responsible, who was her daughter, or rather his daughter's school driver. And he was killed in the process, or he died in the process. Now, before we went on that break, we still were talking with our guest, Glory Kanu. She was giving us some background into why certain things happen to young children, especially sexual assaults of this nature. And she talked about the fact that you need to have a relationship of a sort with your child to be able to know when things are happening and for the children to be able to open up to you about certain situations. And Glory, before we went on that break, I did ask a question, or I did raise a point about the fact that the school was willing to settle the matter as opposed to making sure that the man, you know, one way or the other, was going to face the music and justice, to get justice for the child. So again, the mother was complaining about the situation. And I'm asking, can we say that the school is also somewhat complicit? And how many more of these kinds of things must have happened? Because I'm guessing that this seven-year-old was not the first.
Okay, I think that the school should be tagged an accomplice, you know, to that crime. Now, a lot of schools have made their stance known to everyone within the school community in regards to the issues of sexual abuse or issues around child protection. Now, we have a child protection policy for schools. I don't know if schools in Lagos are signing up to that policy. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a child protection policy that every member of staff, every worker within the school environment, you know, signs to, should be aware of. Issues like this, the school shouldn't at least, the school should at least frown at it. Now, this is what I'm trying to say. The school's policy has been violated. That is, if they have, I'm assuming it's a school, it's a learning environment, they have certain policies. So when this happens, the school should even be the first to arrest the staff, that's the bus driver now, even before the parents of the child arrive. Because is that staff going against their policy? Is that staff going against the norms? Going against the values of the school? So the school should like, okay, you have faulted our policy, our laws. So we hold you responsible. And these are not just school laws. These are government laws. Okay, now before the parents come in. Now the school, you know, trying to settle out of court, not doing the right thing means they want to cover up a lot of things. Who knows? Children that may have been abused in that school, who knows? Things they had covered up in the past, who knows? So for me, I think the school should be charged alongside the staff, and the school should be charged as an accomplice for trying to settle out of court and not following the due process for prosecuting an offender of such manner. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Stretch did have a question, and Feta.
Okay, let me just go first. So you said something about a parent who cannot communicate with their child, or whose child cannot confide in them, is a failure. Right. And I know that a child is born as a tabula rasa, like a clean slate. They don't have any personality. So they internalize as they grow older. So is there a possibility that a child can just be withdrawn? Maybe the child doesn't know how to, the child just doesn't just have that personality of talking to their, I'm talking as from the age of seven. like you just notice your child is not the type that talks. So something like that can happen to a child. And the child doesn't see the need to say it because they're just naturally quiet. I want to be educated. I want to know if that's a possibility. Yeah.
Okay. I can also talk to you in the capacity of a trauma counselor. Now, at 7, a child that had too many experiences that could drive the child in. Are you following me?
Yes.
If you're saying that a child at 2 is withdrawn, then we can say the child is not withdrawn. Rather, the child is a calm, he has a calm disposition. The child has a calm, quiet personality. But a child at 7 can be withdrawn because the child must have gone through or must have experienced certain traumatic issues or things that could propel that child into being withdrawn. So you cannot actually tell if a child is withdrawn or a child is reserved or a child is quiet at 7. What happened between 2 and 7?
Mm.
What happened? Has this child been an outgoing child? Has this child been bright and very communicative?
Mm.
Did the child suddenly go dumb? Did the child suddenly, you know, get cold? Just like, well, suppose say my child is cold. Mm. Did the child suddenly become calm?
Mm.
And an introvert. Something must have happened. So a child at 7, if this child from birth, you know, from formative stages, you know, this child is known to be a calm person,
mm-hmm.
then we can say, yes, at 7, this child is just calm. However, the fact that the child is a calm child, reserved child, seems withdrawn, I'm not saying withdrawn, seems withdrawn, doesn't also deter the parents from communicating and teaching that child.
Okay. Yeah.
Listen to me. Children with withdrawn tendencies are better targets for pedophiles.
Hmm.
Are better targets for evil people. A child that is up and about, a child that is seen active, a child that is a super communicator, may not be a target.
Okay. Let Stretch come in here, and then of course we're going to talk about how we can get justice for this girl, because now we have a double tragedy, double jeopardy.
Yeah, so to say.
Jeopardy, because you see, the truth is, first, the school has a situation where the driver is molesting a 7-year-old, and now in the process of the father trying to address the issue, he drops dead. So double jeopardy.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, mine is taking it from two sides. When the school says, come and let's settle. I mean, like, many schools will put the reputation of their school above everything else, which should be found against. We should get the school involved in this, even if the father did not die. Making it worse, the man died in the premises or somewhere trying to get justice for himself. And secondly, I also want to ask that when you say a parent that doesn't communicate with the children have failed, it could get to a point where maybe the child got to a certain step that he, no matter how the pedophile groomed her, she still could come back and speak to the parents at a certain decibel, at a certain level.
Well, this girl was able to. She was able to
at least speak to the parents. And that could also help the parents turn up whatever they were doing before with other children, not paying attention. Some don't even know how the children take their bath. They don't know when the children complain of pain. They don't know anything about that. But for this child, I think to a certain extent, the parents, I think they should just turn it up. Does it mean that because they didn't speak, the child didn't speak from the beginning, that their parenting was like a zero?
Okay, I'll talk to you. Now, listen, when we talk about communication, we have various forms of communication. You are an expert. You can educate me more. We have the verbal and the non-verbal communication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the most important part about communicating at that level is the fact that you could get feedbacks. Hello, are you
with me? We're listening.
Yes, it's a fact that you can get feedbacks. Sex is overwhelming. I don't know how to explain this to you. Sex is overwhelming, even for an adult. Even for an adult, I tell people in all my works for over 20 years that there is no dosage for sex. sex for an adult is same as sex for a child. The difference is, as an adult, you can be able to manage it. Listen to this also. Now, when a child is involved in sexual activities, the reason we call it molestation is because it's a child. The reason we call it sexual abuse is because it's a child. It's the same exposure to sexual activities, and it's also the same exposure for an adult. A child that has been, you know, that has been taught at home, that has been told this is bad, ab initio, that have been given some level of teaching, exposure to say, don't do this, don't do that, it's bad. When the child is involved, it doesn't matter what that pedophile, it doesn't matter what that adult has said to that child, the parents will be able to see something. The parents will be able, if not hearing verbally from the child, but the parents will be able to get signs showing that that child is involved in something bad.
So, Glory, if I get you right, you're saying that parents also need to pay attention. No matter how busy you are, you need to be alert, always watching.
I said that initially. You need to be alert. Parents need to have custody of their children, brothers. Yes, I understand that you could have a house help, a sister, bait your child, do that. But once in a while, you could do that yourself. I'll give you a very small story of one of the cases I handled. It's about a child that, you know, she was sexually abused over and over, this time by a neighbor, the same compound. And, you know, there's this house help that is always in charge. And this house help has been baiting this child and, you know, wasn't able to figure out that there's something. So one of the days, it was a school day, and the mom was, you know, rushing out. So this child came to the mom's room and said, "Mommy, I want to bait hot water. The water, the tap in my toilet is not flowing hot water." So while the child was baiting in the mom's room, you know, mothers and children. So the mom said, "You're not baiting, you're not washing your back very well. Let me help you." So in course of washing the back, you know, she poured water, went straight, immediately she touched the bum. The mom said, "Oh, mommy, hey, mommy's spinning me." And the mom said, "What's spinning you? What's spinning you?" She said, "No, it hurts. It hurts." And when they checked, it was a mess and disaster. It was a mess and disaster. So what we're trying to say is, this child may not verbally come to say, "This is happening to me." But in the course of some domestic activities, in the course of some work with your child, in the course of doing one or two things, you may find out. You may find out.
Okay.
So there are two. Also, listen, this child also may also speak. You know, there are warning signs. Time may not permit us to go into that. There are warning signs. This girl is 7. She understands. There are warning signs. If I've not spoken with children, I've spoken to more than 10,000 of them.
Okay.
And they know.
All right, because we don't have time, Glory. We don't have time. We have just 9 minutes. We want Lagos to come in on this issue, because we have a lot of parents, in fact, lots of babies having babies as we speak, and not enough time to, you know, keep an eye on these kids. But let's talk about, we might just dwell on just the science today. Maybe we'll have you back here to talk about how to get justice in situations like this, because of course you are in that area. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. It's a tough conversation to be had. I can see everybody in the studio, you know, looks really down, sometimes really very heavy for us to handle. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you are a woman, you can call 01-465-7190. We'd like to hear from you. Join the conversation. And parenting does not end with providing your kids with all that they need, but then you need to keep an eye on the kids. Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yes, my name's Aloki Lola from Ago.
Go ahead.
So sad, the man lost his life. Daughter lost her daddy, and wife lost her husband. The family lost a breadwinner. But one thing I know is that there's always a female teacher in every school, but correct me if I'm wrong, please. That teacher can only go home after all the children have reached their different houses. Please, what I see there now is that the proprietor of the school should be arrested. And if there is a teacher assigned to the school board, she also should be arrested. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Morning, what's up, Lagos? Apologies, do call us back. 0700-993-993-993. We have a message.
Franklin from Agopalas Way says, good morning, Stretch, Marianne, and Feta. Please, I want to know, most often school these days usually have a lady that follows the school boss who alights the children from the bus when they get to their house. So where is that lady? When this driver usually takes this particular child to this place often?
Great question, and I think that's the same sentiment that was. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just alive. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Darling. I'm calling from Apapa. I think I want to remain anonymous.
Go ahead, please.
I keep telling parents, no matter how busy you are, please, please, and please have time for your children. Just like what Gloria said. If there is no connection, everything will go wrong. Your child wakes up in the morning, no matter how busy you are. Imagine the crisis, a seven-year-old child. Why? What are we hustling for? What are we struggling for? Is it not the children? Please, parents should just try. Give a little attention, a little time to the kids. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, this is Chinayama calling.
Chinayama, so, go ahead.
The question I want to ask is there on any other way the disease, as that man that died, would have confronted them, would have done the thing instead of open confrontation with the driver? Is there any other way he would have done it better than going straight to meet the man?
Well, I think the man also, obviously, because he works in the school and the school had invited them in, they said they wanted to, what did they say? What was the...
Settle,
as opposed to getting justice for the child. I guess that's why the parents or the father had to go and, you know, address the man. But Glory, maybe you can come in here. What could have been a better way of addressing this to avoid the demise of this man quickly?
Okay, I'll say that if the school had invited the father of the girl for settlement, then he is also wrong at that part. Okay, he would have reported first to the police. He would have reported first. You know, it's very common that when issues like this happen, parents are in a hurry to settle because they look at the monetary gains, they look at a whole lot of things, they look at the stigma, you know, they look at the social issues, you know, it has a whole lot coming. And that's why when we preach prevention and care, it should be followed. Because, you know, exposing a child to these issues around the persecution, going to the police, it needs bravery, I must say. Now,
Gloria, are you still
there? This matter to the police. Okay. And if, hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Go ahead.
And if he had done that, he would have attended that meeting with a police officer. Yes, he would have attended that meeting with the police officer. So I don't know what must have happened. I don't know why he actually went there. But confronting the man, I don't think that's the best idea.
Okay.
It shouldn't have worked that way. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Glory. Let's go back to the phone lines and take a few more of your thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. I might be able to take one more call before we wrap things up. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Morning.
Turn off your radio, please.
Good morning.
Morning.
You know, in this situation,
what's your name, sir?
What,
I'm so sorry. What's your name?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's your name, please?
Kelly, calling from Ikoyi.
Go ahead, Kelly.
So what I have to say is, I should check this very well. This might come from somewhere. Might come from the father side. Somewhere the father side, maybe something happened. You know, karma doesn't lie. You know, karma doesn't lie. There's how it happened. Maybe you want to approach what you did to someone. Maybe you want to approach. No, it can just easily die. That's how karmas work.
Sorry, Kelly, I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. What karma are you talking about? A 7-year-old was raped.
The dad might be wrong somewhere. There's something wrong
Kelly,
somewhere.
I'm going to let you go. I'm sorry, with due respect. I'm going to let you go. This is very, very.
Sorry, Marianne. If I may say, these are some of the things we are confronted with when we want to handle issues like this. These are some of the issues. Now, permit me to say that, you know, it happened to his daughter. Believe me, he must have had a heart attack. Or, you know, something. This is a 7-year-old we're talking about.
Mm.
Something went wrong with him. He lost his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He was angry. Yeah. You know, he was desperate for answers. And any push can trigger anything.
Yeah,
yes. Any push. Yes, any fight can trigger anything. He was boiling. If I am the parent, I can't imagine how I would be.
It's normal.
His BP would have risen, you know, anything would have happened to him, and yeah. Maybe a little shouting, a push, you know, would have caused anything.
Yeah.
So there's no need saying karma or spiritual problem or father's people, village people. It doesn't call for
Gloria, I want to say thank you. Unfortunately, we do not have too much time. It's